but once you get the moment.
Exactly. He just needs to get his thoughts cleared.
It's called shy bladder.
Is it really? Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. My name is Nico Adjimian, your host of the AfterBuzz, and of course, with me is Buzz Adams.
Yeah, I'll chime in. It's really you and Joanna.
Jeez.
Okay, let's keep this farce up for as long as we can. And the wonderful,
I'm just here to run the controls. That's all.
Okay.
Beguiling Joanna Barba.
Oh, interesting. Hi, hello.
What does beguiling mean? I don't even know.
I don't know either. It sounds flattering.
You're charmed by someone.
Charming, yes.
That young lady is very beguiling.
Oh,
it sounds like something they would say on Downton Abbey to me. But
Today is what, the 27th of March.
Today's 27th.
And tomorrow will be the 28th, a Friday. And on that, on tomorrow's episode of the Buzz Adams Morning Show, we're going to have the lawyer for Miss Copas, a woman who was accused of murdering an Uber driver who was driving her in El Paso, and she thought he was taking her to Juarez, which is what she claims is the reason why she shot him.
She turned up
dead this week, okay. Deceased.
Now that you're telling me that he's her attorney here in El Paso, yeah. I'm guessing she died in Kentucky then, because in all the reports, it doesn't say where she died, but it does say that he was informed that she died.
I imagine this is a big enough story. It's been picked up by the international press, and they'll probably give some kind of cause of death, but we don't know that yet.
No,
but
we don't.
The attorney is going to be on. He says he has evidence to back up what his client, his now deceased client,
was claiming. And so that'll be interesting to see. So that'll be tomorrow, Friday, on the morning show at 7:30. Somebody just called in with a neckline call that I thought was relevant.
All right.
Hey, if you're going to have that lawyer on, don't you think you should have somebody on the opposite side? Maybe somebody from the district attorney's office, family member or something, to defend the driver? I mean, come on, he's just making accusations. Horrible. Why don't you get somebody on the other side also?
District attorney probably doesn't have anything that he'd be willing to add on. And I also think we will represent the null hypothesis, which is that he wasn't driving her to Juarez and she got scared, probably because of a lot of stuff she's seen about how dangerous the border is.
Sure. And the road does have a
sign that says going to,
but it doesn't mean that's where you're going.
The attorney says he has proof.
I just want to hear the proof.
Listen,
really. Yeah.
I think if a family member from the Uber driver's family came in, I think that might make the attorney not want to do the interview. We've got the interview locked down. But he said he is going to present the evidence.
And
but,
he was – because, look, I guess people are already – and you could hear it in that caller's voice right now.
He has a negative view. This is a local guy.
Yes.
An El Paso attorney.
Yes.
So he already has a negative connotation.
Yeah, associated with him because of this case. And he was kind of reluctant or hesitant to agree to the interview at first because he was wondering, is this going to be just you guys bashing me and my client? And no, I don't think that's what anybody wants to
turn
this into.
We assured him it was not going
to
be a gotcha interview. And I think, like, surprising him
with a family member.
That might be seen as kind of a gotcha. So, we kind of are dealing with, we're playing the hand we're dealt here. So,
right.
But it is going to be tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, if anybody from the family wants to call in.
Well, we're not a court of law.
Also, we're not.
And I don't have any way to vet anybody's information, really. I'm going to hear it for the first time.
We're here to listen to the evidence and what he has to say.
All right. So on today's episode of AfterBuzz, we are going to be talking about the cringiest movie and TV lines from recent television and movies. I won't even say. Yeah, I could say recent. Within the past 20 years for all of these. So if you've ever watched a movie or seen a TV show and they just said something in the dialogue that you thought, ew, why would you even say that?
Star Wars is full of these. It's just like, I think George Lucas created this amazing thing, but he was the worst writer of dialogue in the history.
Not great at the dialogue. Let's.
Yeah, how about this one from Han Solo from the original Star Wars? Watch your mouth, kid, or you're going to find yourself floating home.
Watch your mouth, kid, or you're going to find yourself floating home.
Yeah.
Although the one where it was like, I love you. And he's like, I know.
That was a good line.
That was a brilliant line.
Yeah.
Okay, so Joanna, this is from episode two, Star Wars episode two.
Are you going to use audio?
No. I know I should. No, I don't have. That's going to be for a segment if I produce it for the show. Not this. This is just going to be.
All right.
I was doing this. I didn't have time to get audio for all these things.
I didn't say any. I just asked whether or not to have you potted up.
No, don't have me potted up.
Nice.
So Anakin Skywalker uses this pickup line on Padme in Star Wars Attack of the Clones, episode 2.
Is this the one about the sand?
Yeah, Joanna, I need.
Oh, yes. Full I'm sorry.
On this.
Go on.
Anakin is talking to Padme.
Okay.
He goes, I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere, but not like you. You're everything soft and smooth.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know, you can't blame Hayden Christensen on that. I mean, he's just saying the
line. He's just saying the line he was given.
It's not great.
But when we have all the winds and stuff, that meme makes the rounds everywhere.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I never saw the movie Geely.
Neither did I.
Neither.
I don't think a lot of people did.
You know, it got panned pretty thoroughly.
Apparently, Jennifer Lopez's character, Ricky, has a part where she starts to talk dirty to Ben Affleck's character. And she says,
it's just like, yeah, all right.
It's turkey time. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Ugh.
Gobble, gobble.
Does that give you the ick?
It gives me the ick.
Just a little bit?
I got to grab that drop, though, for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you do.
Nobody will know what movie it came from.
So some of these are from TV shows that I know that we don't watch, but
okay.
I think they're pretty interesting. There's a show called Pretty Little Liars.
Okay, I did watch that.
A character named Ezra.
Okay.
Uses a line on this character named Arya.
Okay, Ezra, background, is the teacher, because they're all in high school. He's the English teacher to
what
one
show?
Of them. Pretty Little Liars. And Arya is his girlfriend, who's a student.
What?
That he starts hooking up with before the school year starts, and he doesn't know she's a student. And then when she shows up to his class, he's kind of like,
what the
shit. And no, it turns out they continue it.
They continue, even while she's in high school.
Yeah.
So, do you want to play it?
Well, no, I'm going to be running behind on these.
No, that's fine.
No, I'm already cringing.
It's turkey time.
Huh?
Gobble, gobble.
All right, I need you guys to be honest. If a really hot girl told you that, you'd still go for it?
Yeah, you still go. I'd talk to my friends about it later. They'll be like, she did this weird thing before.
And everyone's just like,
it's going to be very difficult for any hot chick to ever say anything that's going to dissuade a guy from having sex.
I'm sure.
All right, so in Pretty Little Liars, Ezra says this to Arya, Buzz.
All right.
And Buzz should appreciate this quote, okay?
Yeah.
I have a master's degree in American literature. There's nothing I can't handle.
Oh, yeah, because at one point it turns out he's the one that's behind a bunch of stuff.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere. Not like here. Here everything is soft and smooth.
And then he goes to touch her.
Is that not cringy?
Yeah,
so cringy, but you know what? I see it now. He's hot enough that I'll be like, now that works.
I'll let him do that.
It's okay.
Give Natalie Portman her due. She was able to do that scene with
a straight
face while those lines were being delivered.
And you know what? He delivered it well.
Better than I remember him.
I think he was unfairly maligned.
Oh, for sure.
Much like the young Darth Vader. You know, the little kid Darth Vader.
What's his name?
Yippee! People say that was a Jake Lloyd.
Yes.
Jake Lloyd. Do you remember the movie Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
No.
Mm-mm.
You guys never saw Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
I did not.
Oh, my God. It's a Robert Rodriguez movie. It's like a sequel to the Mariachi franchise.
I did not see any of those movies. Sorry.
Can I tell you, I went in watching Once Upon a Time in Mexico for the first time, not having seen any of the other movies. And look up the one where Mexican or Mexican. So you really need to see the prequel, the other movies, the Mariachi series, to understand.
Okay. All right.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico, because I started watching, I was
Are
like,
"You a Mexican or a Mexicant?" I'm a Mexican.
Is that where that originated from? Because that's the thing where everyone's like, you're not a Mexicant, you're a Mexican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely been an old joke. I think that's even like a...
I'm a Mexican.
So that was Johnny Depp, and that's...
Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Well, their names are Agent Sands and El Cucuy.
He's El Cucuy.
A lot of Twilight Saga movies are on
that
this list.
Twilight is one of those movies that I hate. No, I love to make fun of, but I still love watching it.
So, how about I try and guess which one is going to be one of them?
Is it going to be
Twilight?
Hop on Spider Monkey? Or no,
you better hold on, Spider. That is one of them, actually.
We learn to control our thirst, but it's you. Your scent. It's like a drug to me.
You're like my own personal
like
brand.
Like my own personal brand.
Cocainum.
It says heroin, but somebody spliced in Schwarzenegger.
That's hilarious.
Okay, I think you need to stop playing clips for this.
Why?
There is a reason. I just don't want to say it.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll stop, but I think it really adds.
It absolutely does.
It would be perfect if we could find these now and then get them for a segment tomorrow.
Oh, that's what
yeah.
we're going to do.
Yeah, you want to do that for the segment? Because it would work.
Well, I mean, we're 30 minutes into this thing almost.
Yeah, but.
Okay.
This is something different.
For a segment, it would be all the things put together already.
Yeah, it would already have all the audio ready.
Like my own personal brand of heroin.
Okay.
This is from
Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. So this would be...
The final movie.
This would be the final movie. Yeah. Okay. Taylor Lautner is talking to... What's her name?
Bella.
And saying, from the beginning, it was Nessie who wanted me there. And she goes, Nessie?
You nicknamed my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster?
Now that's kind of funny when Joanna already knows it and can quote along with it. I didn't get that far in the Twilight Saga, I'll be honest with you.
I was
one and done with Twilight.
I love to watch it just for shits and giggles.
Do you still watch it every once in a while?
Yes, I do. Every now and then I'm like, ooh, all of them are on Netflix. And when it leaves Netflix, it goes somewhere else. And I'm like, ooh, they're on Hulu.
It's migrating. I never watched Riverdale on Netflix.
I never watched that either.
Because it looked like a cringy soap opery kind of thing.
Is it about Archie in the gang?
Yes. But apparently they have fucked up lives. Right?
Yeah, I think it's a gritty modern
It's a gritty reboot. So Archie goes, I dropped out in the fourth grade to run drugs and support my Nana.
What the fuck?
Archie?
Yeah. And Jughead goes.
Jughead?
Yeah. Yeah, so that was Archie. And then Jughead goes, let's go again. I dropped out of fourth grade to run drugs and support my Nana. And Jughead goes, that means you haven't known the triumphs and defeats, the epic highs and lows of high school football.
Ugh. So cringy.
Jughead was not an athlete. He was the goofball in Archie comic. Did you guys know that Archie used to be a comic star?
Yeah.
Comic
yeah, that's why we know about it. Probably more about that than the TV show. This is from 50 Shades of Grey. I never watched it. But Anastasia is talking to Mr. Grey. And
Christian.
Oh, wow. Oh, you mother... And he goes, it's just behind this door. And she goes, what is? And he says, my playroom. And she says, like your Xbox and stuff?
That's a great line.
That is hilarious, actually.
Maybe the delivery might have been wooden or something because
it's, yeah.
You think that's a good line? It's just to make
funny.
You cringe.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably funnier than anything that was
Would you
book.
Tell a girl, like, it's just behind this door?
It's just behind this door.
What is?
My Xbox.
I keep the mop and stuff. Yes, that's all I'd have.
You better hold me tight, Spider Monkey.
Better hold on tight, Spider
Edward,
Monkey.
Edward, who says that?
Edward.
The vampire Edward Cullen to Bella. He puts
Wait, I thought we'd moved on to 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, yeah, well, it's ones. Going back to different ones.
These are all of them.
Hop on, Spider Monkey.
You better hold on tight, because he's a vampire and he can run real fast and like travel.
And he's like, he's got so much strength.
Was this in the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the first one. I don't remember that.
In 50 Shades of Grey, Christian Grey says, I'm 50 shades of fucked up.
Yeah. That one was like,
you already knew
I saw that in the theaters, and when he delivered that line, it was like you could hear an audible groan from the it got laughs, so pretty awkward.
There's a Jennifer's Body with Megan Fox, and
I can quote that entire movie.
Jennifer asks,
what do you think it's going to be then?
It has to be something that she's telling either Needy or the boyfriend.
She asked Needy and Chip an important question. It smells like Thai food in here.
Have you two been fucking?
What?
Smells like Thai food in here. Have you guys been fucking?
But she delivers it so well. She's like, it smells like Thai food in here. Have you guys been fucking?
It's Megan Fox.
It's Megan Fox.
I couldn't figure out that movie. Is she a vampire or something?
No,
or
she's a like a succubus.
Oh,
okay.
Because she gets sacrificed, but she wasn't a virgin.
So that turns you into a succubus?
Yeah, so she gets all the powers of one. She was supposed to die, but she didn't.
I'd never
because she wasn't
be the,
a virgin.
I'd never want to be the victim.
She wasn't even a backdoor virgin anymore, thanks to... what's the guy who plays in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Chris Pratt.
She's like, I'm not even a backdoor virgin anymore because of that guy. She's like, I couldn't even go to Flags the other day. I had to sit and stay home on a bag of peas.
Oh my God. Hasn't
this movie really been reevaluated? And people are like, it's a much more better movie
when
than
it came
was
out.
Credit.
And I had already taken several film classes. I was like, it is a great movie. And nobody believed me. And everyone thought, oh, you're so stupid, Joanna. And then 10 years later, everyone's like, that's a great movie.
They marketed it to guys. And it was not really
because of Megan Fox. Yeah, right. They kind of marketed it, made her the sex symbol.
If I were ever going to be cursed by a succubus, I would at least hope that she looks like Megan Fox.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Who was married to Charlie Sheen? She was
Denise Richards.
Yes. Okay. So this next one this is my last one. Okay. This is from a James Bond movie called The World Is Not Dumb.
I know the character she plays. Dr. Christmas Jones.
Yes. Okay.
Christmas Jones
yes.
is her name.
Yeah. And stop. They don't play her like. Try and sound intellectual. It's just like try and sound like the biggest airhead you could possibly.
She
sound like.
She's like a PhD. Physics or environmental science or geological
hilarious.
Science,
but she sounds like an airhead.
Kind of. It's Denise Richards. It's like she. Okay. So James Bond and her are having sex. Her name is Christmas Jones.
Okay.
And he.
Who's the Bond?
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, the dreamiest. He goes, I was wrong about you. Yeah, how so? I thought Christmas only comes once a year.
That's hilarious, actually.
It's almost like they included that character just for that line.
They're all like, oh, how can we make Christmas only come once a year a line? Just name the chick Christmas.
Yeah.
There's an entire 11-minute video how the characterization of Christmas Jones breaks The World Is Not Enough. What we can learn.
God, she was beautiful. I still have a big crush on her.
Denise Richards was a beautiful woman. I mean, she's still kind of beautiful, but
Starship Troopers was like the first time I ever saw her. And then it turns
out
she's
showered
like,
together. Remember?
Yeah.
Everybody showered together.
Oh, I remember that scene, sir. As a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
And now it turns out like she's always been really freaky too. Like she like remember like a couple of years ago she came out saying, "Yeah, I don't mind getting my husband massages or whatever." I get them too. I get them right. But they're like, what kind? You know, the happy ending kind.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Well, I guess if you figure if you've made the decision to be with Charlie Sheen,
you have to be acclimated to a certain lifestyle. You know?
Having common interest is important in any relationship.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to listen to the Buzz Adams Morning Show, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on 95.5 KLAQ, El Paso's best rock. Talk to you next time.